Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The new state budget that went into effect July 1st does not include funding for power cost equalization. KYUK's Greg Kim reports on what residents in rural Alaska can expect in their next monthly electric bill.
The Alaska Village Electric Cooperative delivers electricity to 58 communities in rural Alaska. All of them rely on PCE. AVIC CEO Bill Stamm said that without PCE credits, the cost of electricity for those residents will shoot up.
It's probably going to be the difference of about $100 a month for those accounts on average.
Stamm says higher electricity costs have a trickle-down effect on other utilities as well. He says water plants and sewer treatment centers use large amounts of energy to operate. Stamm said if state legislators vote to fund PCE later in the year, AVEC would reimburse its customers for previous months of PCE credit. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
The pandemic interrupted some food shipments to Alaska grocery stores last year, pointing to the vulnerability of the state's outsourced food supply. A Homer-based nonprofit recently made recommendations on how American Rescue Plan Act funds could be used to address the problem. KDLL's Elizabeth Earle reports.
One of the recommendations from the Food Policy Council is to invest in cold storage, particularly in rural areas. Expanding infrastructure like cold storage would allow for more fresh produce to make it to areas that may not have access to it now. Another recommendation is to invest in local food purchasing programs, where the state would provide funds to food banks to purchase locally produced food and distribute it. Other recommendations include investments in food system workforce development, transportation, improvements to importing livestock, in-state poultry production, and kitchen, manufacturing, and processing facilities. All are linked to the funding that could come to Alaska from the American Rescue Plan. For KDLL, I'm Elizabeth Earle.
And I'm Dan Bross.